This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another new episode of Superhuman Radio as we trudge into 2013. Obviously, you know, you can't turn on a TV show today, Good Morning America, you name it, and they have all these fitness gurus coming on, and this will last maybe a month at best, and then they'll go back to their normal routine. Only here on the Superhuman Radio Network do we talk about these important discussions all year long to help you keep focused. Let's face it. The problem most people have is not that they don't know what to do. It's they don't do it consistently. And if you follow the mainstream media, you'll be consistent for the first month and then you'll fall apart. So I suggest that you tell all your friends and family to tune in where the discussion continues year in and year out about longevity, health, fat loss, gaining strength, and all the important things that should be at the top of your list throughout the year, not just in January and maybe trailing off in February. And we're going to start today's show talking with Daniel Party about his Dan's plan, which he alluded to the last time he was on the show. And then later in the show, we'll be joined by the brilliant Adele Musa, all the way from Munster, Germany, as we perform the Subversity Sniff Test on science and the news. So you'll want to stay tuned for that during the second hour. Let's get started. Dan Party, how are you, brother? Happy New Year.
Hey, thanks, Carl. I'm doing really well and really happy to be on the show. Happy New Year to you, too.
Yeah, thank you. You know, and what I said was very true. You know, you can't turn on a channel without some fitness guru, which, by the way, these fitness gurus do not look like anything I want to look like. I'm just saying, no disrespect to some of them. Lacking muscle, lacking a certain form that you look for in somebody who's physically fit. And they're the ones telling people how to be fit. But by the end of January, everybody will forget about that. They'll go back to their evil ways. But here on this show and on my channel, you can get this stuff all year long to keep you focused. And people like Dan Pardee, who has a lot of these answers. People reach out to him for help, and he's here to help us today. So Dan's plan, give it to us in a nutshell. What is Dan's plan?
Yeah, sure. Well, probably 10 years ago, I recognized that I'm somebody who's dedicated to this field of health. So I want to help other people be healthy. And I asked myself a very simple question. Well, what do I do in order to facilitate health in somebody else? How do I do that? And, you know, human behavior is incredibly complex. It's shaped by internal, external factors, social factors. And if you don't address all of them, then you're likely to have failure points that pop up and disrupt somebody from achieving their goal or staying on a certain path. So I came up with a model, and the model was four parts. And the idea is to inspire belief. So, for example, with weight loss, what are the things that matter in weight loss? What are the areas that control body fat? You lay that out, and you put together a persuasive argument that shows people how you're thinking about it, and hopefully they find it compelling. But that's a lot of times. That's where the program, you know, that's where information kind of ends. The people give a lot of information to people, and then they expect them to take it and run with it. So what the next part then is to say, okay, well, if you believe in this philosophy, then what does that look like over a 24-hour period? What are the actionable steps? Right, that's part two.
Right.
Right. Then the next part is monitoring your behavior on those actionable steps. So doing things where you get feedback about whether you're doing them or not, because it's easy to have misperceptions about what you think you're doing, what you're actually doing. And then the last part is validation. So periodic testing like blood work or physical performance measures to see, am I getting the results that this lifestyle would predict, that I would expect from this lifestyle? And so what Dan's plan is the you know, we try to operationalize this model into a tool that people could use. And so we've been in open public beta for over a year now, and I'm really excited that we're about to launch our first program, the Ideal Weight Program, on January 15th.
You know, feedback and progress indicators is really critical, and it's something that most people miss out on. And I tell you why. I just did a blog post. You want to do something new for this year? Stick to something. You know, just stick to it. And the problem with sticking to it is, too many people focus on an end point. I wanna squat 500 pounds. I wanna drop 30 pounds of body fat. I want to increase my lean body mass by 15 pounds. And so they have this end point, and they have nothing to meter. They have no metrics for the journey, so that they can have these incremental rewards, these incremental successes that say, you know, if you give me directions to your house, you tell me turn right at this street, turn left at this street. Every time I do one of those steps, I recognize that I'm getting closer to my end point. If you just gave me your address and I didn't have GPS and I just started meandering through the city, I would never find the end point, and I would get very discouraged, and I would probably want to just go right back home again. So
really,
I
really good point.
Feedback is critical, and most people, you know, and I don't care what it is. I'm not a big proponent of the scale in and of itself, because the scale only tells the story of how gravity affects your body. It doesn't tell what's making up your body. So I say the scale plus some other things are critical, so that you have a day-to-day feeling of like, wow, I'm actually heading in the right direction. So let's talk a little bit about, first of all, something that you said a moment ago, which is critical to address again. There's so much science about fat loss out there, but none of it relates to actionable steps. What is the science of fat loss, first of all?
Sure. Well, it is incredibly complex. The way that the body will regulate fat, fat mass, is complex, redundant, and it's distributed throughout the body. So there's multiple systems, but it's mostly regulated by the brain. And there's a few different systems that are doing this. So one of them is referred to as the satiety system. And this is, and actually this is not necessarily regulating fat mass, it's actually just regulating food intake.
Intake, right.
Yeah. And so this is the fullness response that you will receive after eating a meal, right? And there are certain foods that will induce satiety with a lower degree of calorie intake. And these are things like protein, right, which will release certain hormones like glucagon, perhaps some amino acids that are also triggering satiety as well. Volume, so the size of the meal, actually will distend the stomach and cause nerve signals to arise. So there are either chemicals that are released, or then there are nerve signals. And all of those will then coalesce into an area called the brainstem. And so in the brainstem, there is an area called the parabrachial nucleus, which will sample the blood for those different humoral chemicals. And then there's also, those nerve signals will arise there. And there's really vast telephone wires that are between the brainstem and then the hypothalamus. And the hypothalamus is kind of the master control. Think of it like your utility closet in your home. This is the autonomic control center where blood pressure is regulated, heart rate, body fat levels. I think I might have said temperature already. Yes. So this is like, think of this as like your thermostat for a variety of different aspects of, you know, data, you know, your body functioning. And so satiety is perceived in brainstem, and then energy regulation or body fat, so how much body fat is being stored on you, is being controlled in the hypothalamus. And so these two systems, hypothalamus and the brainstem, will interact with each other. And but that's not the only thing that matters, actually. If that was the case where these are the only two areas that control both food intake and fat mass, then eating would be really boring. Right, it would be kind of the equivalent of putting gas in your gas tank. Like it's just something you have to do, but you're not at all. You're not posting just pictures of it on Facebook, right?
Right.
Right. But then there are other elements that will drive food intake as well, and cognitive elements. So this is reward, motivation, and memory. And the reward system is made of a variety of anatomical sites in the brain. And the purpose of the system is to reinforce survival and mating behavior. So anything that's going to help us continue to be healthy or to mate. And that actually includes, you know, mating behaviors that have been sublimated into, you know, these forms of expression, cultural expression, like art and dancing, et cetera. But this is a, you get a sense of pleasure from doing these things. And food is a very potent, driver of pleasure, right? I mean, if you think about, you know, all gatherings were important, you know, moments in your life, you know, you usually gather around food to celebrate. It's, you know, it's a key part. And I'll give you an example, actually, of how kind of the system works between reward, memory, and then the reinforcement of certain behaviors. So, area called the orbital frontal cortex, and it does, it's a part of the reward system. It is integrating multimodal sensory information. So, what did the meal taste like? What did it smell like? What did it look like?
Right.
Right. And it creates one hedonic, or pleasurable experience. And then it stores that in the anterior portion of the anatomical site, so that it can, so that you have that memory of that meal stored. Then, when you're hungry later, it can drive repeat behavior to, for you to attain more of that, right? You remember, like, oh gosh, you know what? That burger, that whatever was so delicious, I'm gonna reproduce that action. I'm gonna go, you know, that action has been reinforced. I'm gonna go eat that meal again. Right?
Right.
So, yeah. And
do you think that this whole notion of food punctuating memories, and do you think it has a higher affinity to certain ethnicities? Like, I'm Italian, and, you know, I can recall, like, we will talk about, you know, I remember that time that we ate this at grandma's house. You know what I mean? It's like, do you think that some ethnicities are more susceptible to this than others? And if so, are we wired differently in our brain as a result of that?
You know, that's a really interesting question, Carl. And I'm just going to kind of think about this for the first time. Let's do it. But I think that there are certain cultures where I think that it's the context of where the meal is eaten. So there's more sense of family, or there's more pause that is taken during the meal for social interaction, connection with others. So the meal is appreciated on multiple levels, right? And every time, you know, versus sitting down in front of the TV, being completely mindless, eating a meal, satisfying hunger, you know, getting some taste stimulation, and really not kind of being attuned to, you know, what you're eating. Like, it's a very different experience when connecting with others, you know, and really enjoying that meal and having that meal be a part of it. And I think that makes, you know, certain cultures, I think, do that more. Like, you know, French will take a very long time to eat meals. You know, they'll eat dinner over a 3-hour period.
Right.
Right. It's very, very different than the culture in the United States.
Yeah, because I'm almost thinking that maybe it's an important decision to make not to punctuate memories with food. Maybe that's something you can actually train yourself to not do. We have to take a commercial break. We're talking with Daniel Pardy. The book is called Dan's Plan. And it not only lets you observe the science related to fat loss, but gives you actionable steps that are very, very easy to follow. And it's designed to create success. Many weight loss programs are designed to get you to buy the program. And whether you're successful or not really is important. But to Dan Pardy, it is important. And that's why this is designed to offer you success in following these steps. Go to dansplan.com to learn more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Talking about fat loss, Age Force, a major sponsor of Superhuman Radio, is giving their Fat Burner Patch, which you've heard people on this show talk about how wonderful it is. It contains, amongst other things, the thyroid hormone T2, which is a naturally occurring thyroid hormone, so it's available over the counter, that has been shown to help burn fat. It delivers it for up to 8 hours through their transdermal patch system. Go to superhumanradio.com and get a free month supply of the Age Force Fat Burner Patch. What do you have to lose besides some weight? We're talking with Daniel Pardee, author of Dan's Plan. The website is dansplan.com. We're talking about fat loss. This is an important subject. You know, I was having a conversation with somebody recently, and they were talking about weight loss, and I was talking about fat loss, and so he said to me, why do you keep saying fat loss? I said, because ultimately you want to lose fat. You don't want to lose weight if part of that weight is muscle.
Sure.
So Dan, let's talk about this just for a moment, okay? The country is fixated on changing the way the scale sees them, and they're not paying attention to fat loss versus muscle loss or even bone loss, for that matter. Can you talk a little about this as it relates to Dan's plan? How do you address this? How do you keep people focused on the real task at hand, which is fat loss ultimately?
Yeah, so there's definitely more sophisticated ways to measure the composition of your body, DEXA scans, calipers, where you can see if you're actually changing your body fatness versus lean mass, right? So you really want to maintain lean mass and you want to reduce body fat if you're overweight. and that's going to put you in a more favorable position for long-term health. And so what we've done is, I think, as a marker, you know, weight is, as you mentioned, an imperfect measurement, but as a marker of what's going on, you know, we do measure body weight on a regular basis. And we track, so I'll talk a little bit later about tracking.
Okay.
And just some of the new tools that have been developed that make it really, really easy. So as imperfect as they are, they actually just enable, you know, you can't read too much into them, but they do give you one signal about what's going on. You know, are you losing weight? I know a lot of people in the bodybuilding community, they would like to reduce fat, maybe maintain the weight that they're at. And so, but still, you know, you can probably do the mirror test and tell, okay, well, I'm the same weight that I was 4 weeks ago, and I'm more lean. And I think that's what, you know, for a lot of people that comes down to.
Well, now let's talk about, you invoked the word bodybuilding here, and I want to talk about that because I know that another thing that you're a huge proponent of is taking a holistic, healthy approach to all of this. What I find among certain communities, including the bodybuilding community, is a breaking away from what is potentially healthy and in return for exclusively their goal, which is maybe to lose fat. And so you see overconsumption of artificial sweeteners that are known, like aspartame, that are known to be toxic to the body. You see the use of certain agents that you know are damaging to the body, but the end goal is more important than health. You're opposed to that type of approach, correct?
Well, you know, I think that if people want to, I don't think you should sacrifice health in order to appear healthy.
I like that, in order to appear healthy. I like that one. That's good.
Yeah. You know, personally, I think that, and I think a really important point has been to define what is your long-term objective, your life, you know? And for me, I want to have the longest health span available. I want to be physically active. I want to be able to engage my environment, go to, you know, get out and, you know, partake in the world, right? I don't want to do something in the first third or two-thirds of my life that limits my ability to live a full life in the latter third, right? And I don't think it's necessary. If you look at physical activity levels of our ancestors, both traditional farmers and also hunter-gatherer types, they weren't extremely active, right? And if you can look at physical activity levels, which is a unit of measurement of how active they were, and right now modern humans are about 30% less active than these reference society.
I think you're being gracious by saying 30%. I think they're more like 70% less active than previous societies, personally.
Well, you know, it's in, I did an analysis of that, and it's really interesting. So 30% less actually means that for some people, they have a physical activity level that is equivalent to somebody that has, multiple sclerosis, right?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, and you can easily see this. Somebody will wake up, drive to work, sit all day, drive home, sit in front of the couch while they, you know, while they watch TV, and then go to bed and repeat that cycle daily, right?
Right.
And what's happening is the stimulation necessary for health is not being provided, right? And then there are very predictable consequences to that. And on the other hand, now, extreme athletes are maintaining physical activity levels above, 30% above these reference societies.
Right.
And, or reference cultures. And, you know, you think, well then, are they the healthiest? And it turns out there's signs that they are not. These extreme athletes in today's world are not necessarily the healthiest. You see increases in myocardial scarring, in atrial fibrillation. You see people get sick with way more frequency. Right, so what exercise is a hormetic effect. We're providing a stress signal to the body, and if you provide the right signal, then there's an adaptive response that strengthens the body. If the stress signal is too large, then the body will become weakened. Right now, with training, you can endure or handle larger and larger stress doses as you train, as the body accommodates. But over time, then you can become accustomed to inducing a very large load, like professional athletes, and they're training 3 hours a day.
Right.
They can handle that. Right. But there are long-term consequences, and we're seeing professional athletes, like football players, where they're dying at 58 years
old. Yeah. Sudden death is very common. In fact, there's a study that just came out. We're trying to get the author on the show they found a way to determine or predict athletes who are prone to sudden death by using stem cells that they then convert to myocardial cells, and then they do some things to them, and they can activate the stress response and see if they are the one they are prone to develop hypertrophy what's the other word? I can't think of it. But anyway, it's such a big problem. Young athletes dying, just dropping dead on the field because their hearts just stop.
Former athlete myself, I understand what it's like to be in the mindset. In fact, I was a former strength and conditioning coach for a Division I university. And, there was a period of my life where I was really interested in and understanding the science of increasing physical performance and how to do that. So I did year-round training program design for 13 different athletic teams, and I really loved it. But there was a shift in my thinking a lot later where I think what often happens is we try to apply training methodologies for athletes to
average people
for health. Right. And that's actually, that's not how we should be doing it.
A new mantra of the show. I started talking about this, the last quarter of last year. You have to determine what your end point is. If you're an Olympic athlete going for gold, then that's the most important thing to you. But if exercise is part of your longevity prescription, then you have to ask yourself, is the kind of exercise I'm doing productive or counterproductive to that end point? And, guys like me who are going into the gym literally trying to see how hard I can push myself till I couldn't push any longer, that's not going to get me a couple extra years on my life. If anything, that's going to whittle a couple years off of my life.
Well, we're undergoing the largest human experiment repeatedly with a lot of different theories. And so I like looking back at more, ancestral models, look at patterns, not just like, you look back and then you stop there. You say, well, how did these people move and perform and interact across their day with their environment? But I think it's a really good place to start. And then you can also look at the science. So what do we know about the science and, of what, the research on exercise tells us? And there's a task force that puts together guidelines or recommendations for exercise, and they are published by the Department of Health and Human Services. And this task force is a group of academics that review the literature and basically ask the question, okay, well, what does the literature say about the volume of physical activity that's necessary in order for us to be healthy? And, very interestingly, what they recommend as exercise guidelines are very similar to the physical activity levels that you see in these traditional farming and traditional hunter-gatherer societies.
Right.
And so that shouldn't really be a surprise, but when I actually pieced all that together, I had one of those aha moments. But it's nice to see that those two line up. And people would be surprised at the level of physical activity that's necessary in order to stimulate significant benefits from physical activity. It's not that great, right? And I think the other thing about performance in our modern world is that if you have this performance mentality in a physical culture, you always have to get better, right? And if you're not trying to do one more rep, then it's not meritorious, right? It doesn't have any value.
Right.
Right? And that was a bit of a tectonic shift in my thinking as well, is that actually, if you can maintain a level of physical activity, there's a minimum threshold that if, as long as you stay surpass that on a regular basis, you're going to be doing enough to, I think, provide that stimulation to that domain of health to keep you healthy for a long time. Obviously, it's not the only reason people work out. I mean, so the way that I look at it is that you want to have a very clear understanding of what that baseline level is and then know if you're exceeding that volume requirement. And then there are times where you may choose to increase the volume of your training to do something like, I'm going to go, do a mountain biking trip with my family, right? Right. And then you periodically add increases in training to satisfy this goal. But like, let's say you do, Insanity or P90X, which are these video-based training programs. Well, when you get to the end of the 6 weeks or 8 weeks or however long they are, what happens then? Right? I mean, are you supposed to sustain that level of volume in perpetuity? No. But a lot of times people only know how to do training to performance, and when they're not, then everything drops off.
Right.
And so you see this a lot of times with people that are really good, former athletes, college athletes, and 10 years away from that, they're overweight, they're totally out of shape, because they only know how to do one thing, which is train hard, right? And or train for performance. And so I think that we need to have a mental shift about, okay, what we really want to do is establish this baseline of physical activity, understand what's necessary. And that's kind of where the dance plan tools are
right.
Done. So, I can talk about that.
Now, people can sign up for dance plan. There's no cost to it, right?
Yeah, so it's free.
This is really cool because most people are hawking books and stuff like that. People can actually go to danceplan.com. And sign up to follow the plan and track their results and everything. And what I want to do is I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about some of the new tools that are now available to us for tracking our progress. We're talking with Daniel Pardee. The website is dansplan.com. You can go there and sign up for free and start using the plan and tracking your progress and making progress. Because Dan lays it out for you. Completely actionable, easy to follow, and not heroic. It's not like you got to go out and squat 500 pounds, okay? This is really manageable stuff that will add to your health, make you look great, a byproduct of it. Go to danceplan.com today. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Well, if you want shady, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of weed mixed with some hard liquor, some vodka that'll jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock when I get
done. Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Calling all men! The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, stimulant-free pre-workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today. Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Think I better dance now.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Adele Moussa joins us all the way from Munster, Germany, for the Subversity Science Roundup. Right now we're talking with Daniel Pardee. The website is dansplan.com. Sign up for free. Make progress. Join the club. So, Dan, we were talking about, you know, being able to monitor progress, and that kind of keeps people enlisted in the program and gives them a sense of progress that is rewarding. What's out there nowadays? What kind of new tools do we have available to us for this journey?
Yeah, so if you go to the, you know, to our site, there you can read about kind of our philosophy, our big picture philosophy about what is the cause of modern health issues. And we talk about how technologies have caused these massive shifts in our lifestyle. And so now, even in short order with the digital revolution, we are living in a manner that is very novel compared to what our bodies have come to expect, right? So we will, like we were talking about earlier, you have a desk job, you'll sit all day in a low-light environment, usually relative to being outside. At night, you'll be having artificial light that will keep you alert. There's now something called iPad insomnia, where people will think, well, I'll just play with my iPad until I feel sleepy.
Right. Right?
But the light itself is stimulating to the brain. And so, not only is it stimulating, but it also will shift what's called circadian rhythms, or these 24-hour biological
rhythms. But it's not just the iPad, it's Kindle, it's all those devices that have a backlight to them that you're looking into basically a monitor, a screen, right?
So absolutely. So what light does, it's a very potent signal that tells the brain that it's daytime, right? Or at least that it's evening, right? And so you could, by looking at these devices or having lights fully on in your home at 1 o'clock in the morning, you could make your body think, or your brain think, that it's actually, you know, 5 o'clock in the 5 p.m. right? And so the body then tries to shift and adjust to adjust its biological rhythms so that it's coordinating with the light dark cycle of the environment. That's how it always worked. As the sun would go down, it would trigger melatonin release. Melatonin release essentially would make you sleepy, and then you would get a full night of rest. So we're getting 20% less sleep than we used to 50 years ago on average, and that's actually what my research looks at. So I look at how chronic sleep deficiency will influence the decision-making process around food choice, which is really fascinating because the way that the brain makes decisions is thought of as a competitive process. So there's multiple systems that are kind of active, and competition element is, like, let's say, for example, there's a plate of donuts in front of you, and you like donuts, right? So the impulse to take one of those donuts happens before the inhibition of that. So you're like, ooh, I like donuts. Then the cortex will say, okay, you know what? Actually, that doesn't align with my program. I don't want to eat donuts. But it doesn't mean that you don't still like them, right? And so depending on, if you look at the brain under a functional magnetic resonance imaging, which is a brain scan, while somebody is choosing, depending on what they choose, have the donut or not, the impulsive part of the brain will light up, or the cognitive inhibitory control part of the brain will light up, depending on if they took the donut or not. So anyway, this is our lives are filled with decisions. So we make 200 decisions a day on food, and sleep loss has a very significant impact on what we actually, how we choose to live, how healthy we choose to be. And so, anyway, it's a slightly tangential point, but the point is that with Dan's plan, we try to look at what are the areas of health that really matter. And while there's a long list of things that you could make an argument for as being important, we decided to focus on diet, physical activity, and then sleep. And with sleep, I'm both talking about the amount and quantity of sleep that you get on that basis, but then also circadian rhythm. And that has to do with that, again, your 24-hour light rhythm. And that is an underappreciated, under-talked about, massively important aspect of health. And so we give some guidelines about what you should be doing to lower, in fact, you actually want a lot of bright light exposure during the day. So one of the best things you could do for sleep is to get out first thing in the morning and go for a walk with bright light. I know that sounds almost counterintuitive, but getting a bright light signal first thing in the morning will help, again, to anchor those circadian rhythms so the body knows when it should be awake, when it should be sleeping. And so with all of this in mind, not everything about a healthy life, about a healthy lifestyle is actionable. Some of it is just kind of, you have to believe that this is something that that's important. But with our tools, then, we try to then focus you on key elements that do matter. So with physical activity, we look not only at exercise, which is important, there's now an increasing appreciation that lower intensity physical activity is very, very important. Things like walking and standing more. And in fact, there's a new term has been coined, a new field, which is called inactivity physiology. So I have a master's degree in exercise physiology, which is looking at how the
the opposite side of the coin.
Yeah, right, exactly. And there's now this appreciation that it's sedentary behavior that is leading to a lot of these physical maladies. And so what we try to do is promote this idea of, you know, getting 10,000 steps per day. So using a step counter, and there's a variety of these new step counters to just give you some feedback. This parlays into this question about new tracking devices. You know, there's a field called quantified self, and it has really staggering potential to improve the health of today. And I mentioned earlier that technology is causing all these problems, but in some sense, it's also a solution because these new sensors are. It'll be common in the next couple of years for everybody to be outfitted with these sorts of sensors. They're already, you know, in cell phones, but there's also these discrete devices which when worn on the body, will collect data on you, what you're doing, whether it's, you know, standing or walking.
See, but I won't carry a cell phone on my person because I don't want that radiation radiating into me. So I'm more of a candidate for a Fitbit or some pedometer or something like that. I mean, and I know some of these, newer devices actually have accelerometers in them. So they not only can tell that you're walking, but they can tell that you're laying down, sitting down, or standing up. So
yeah, and, you know, the standing equation has not totally been solved yet. There's one company called LumoBack, and it assesses your posture over the day. It's a really interesting company. I like the owners, you know, the founders a lot. But Fitbit is, I think, one of the most, you know, important devices, health-promoting devices that's available today. And they have a variety of different, different devices, but they're all kind of the same. And it's very simple. It counts your steps, and then you can wear it on your wrist at night, and it can monitor sleep.
Right.
And there's a really important point, which is that a lot of these health behaviors are somewhat mundane, right? They're not exotic, and they're not necessarily that sexy, and therefore they're easy to overlook.
Right.
One of the best things you can do for sleep is to get into bed on time.
Yeah, every night, even on the weekends. I was just talking about this today, actually. The problem with most people is, and we see this in short-term shift workers, it takes a couple days for your body to accommodate itself to a new sleep pattern. So if you go to sleep at 9 o'clock Monday through Friday and get up at 5 a.m., but Saturday and Sunday you stay up until midnight and want to get up at 8 a.m., your body gets thrown off. So when you come back to the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it takes a while for you to fall back into the groove. It's important. You know, our ancestors, especially Paleolithic ancestors and prehistoric ancestors, they didn't go, oh, it's Saturday, I'm staying up late. When the sun went down, they went to sleep. When the sun came up, they got up. That was called the locomotive period.
Yeah, and these, every time you stay up a little bit later, why are Mondays so hard? And people generally will accept that as being true. People tend to stay up a little bit later on the weekend, so they have just more time to do things that they enjoy personally, whether that's in their house or going out. But because of that, that's staying up late, circadian rhythms can start to shift. And because they started to shift, a way to think about your circadian rhythms is that it's this oscillating, drive. And the drive has this oscillation. There's a drive for sleep, and then there's a drive for wakefulness. And as you shift that forward, that means that your wake drive on Monday morning is not starting until like 10 o'clock. And so then there's a mismatch across the entire day between how much, you know, the sleep pressure that is building up from the moment you wake up, and then this wake drive, which is meant to counteract that. So these two areas are not very aligned and makes you just kind of sleepy. So it takes, you know, you're like in a mini state of jet lag. Right, you're adjusting to the fact that your body's trying to predict where it should be relative to the light that it's getting.
Right. Hey, let's do this, Dan. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, how would you define success for somebody who's following Dan's plan? What do people see? What should they expect if they sign up? We're talking with Daniel Pardee. The website is dansplan.com. You can sign up for free, and start using Dan's plan to create your own progress. And we're going to learn more about that in just a second. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today.
BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade N-acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high-intensity interval training athlete as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner. Ad. Pharmanac, there's nothing else like it. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Daniel Pardee. Again, the website is dansplan.com. If you go to dansplan.com and sign up for free, not only will you get the plan that will help you become healthier, stronger, leaner, and reach the goals that you're looking to reach, but it's free. And most companies want to charge you for something like this. So, Dan, what are the metrics that you gauge people's success? What are you seeing with the people who are signing up for Dan's plan right now?
Yeah, so I'll define a little bit about kind of the way to think about Dan's plan. So first, there's a tool set, and that tool set is free. And this tool set, the purpose of it is to stimulate mindfulness about your lifestyle so you can answer the question, am I living a healthy lifestyle right now? Right? This week, and so the tools are always looking at your last 7 days of information that is being uploaded into the site. And you can manually enter this information, or you can use these things like a Fitbit or a Withings Wi-Fi scale, and it'll track this information for you. For example, our physical activity tracker is broken down into two components: daily steps, which is then a marker for lower intensity physical activity, And then exercise. And the way that our exercise tracker works is you want to maintain a score of 100% or greater. And when you do, you're meeting the minimum threshold set by the for the Health and Human Services of what they recommend as necessary for significant health benefits from physical activity. So, for example, Carl, you may want to maintain a score of 150% or 200% at some point,
right,
depending on your training volume. But then you never want to let it go below 100%. So when you're not training as much, you don't want to end up in periods where you've had 3 months when you're really sedentary. And that can happen. So
I'm just coming out of it. I got to tell you something. Regress happens so much faster than progress. I got to tell you.
Oh yeah, totally. So what we look at, the tools we'll look at, there's a weight tracker, physical activity, and sleep. And then all of those will then combined into what we call a health zone score. And on a rolling 7-day basis, the score changes daily, and it's always, again, looking at last 7 days of activity. And what you want to do is your score is color-coded. And so when it's in the green, that means you're doing what you should do in order to be healthy. When it's yellow, that means you're close to your goals. And if it's red, it means it needs some attention. You need to get your butt into bed earlier. Again, it's really easy to misperceive what you think you're doing and what you're actually doing, and this provides objective feedback to let you know. And it's an incredibly powerful tool, and I think it has a really, strong potential to shift behavior and to help you form healthy habits because, you have this time series record that lets you see what you're actually doing. So that's what our tools do. And then we have these programs, and like I said, the first program that we're going to be releasing is the IDEA program, and that's going to be for a cost. So that'll be basically the revenue model of the company. We wanted to make it a very low barrier for people to go to the site, use the tool for free. And if they're interested, then they can sign up for one of these programs. And we're putting a lot of effort into months of work to try to make them really, really great. And the goal is eventually to have a variety of different programs. So healthy aging, diet, and then even some clinical cases, diabetes management, et cetera. So that's going to be more of the future, but it's exciting to launch this one now. So many people care about weight loss, and we're very proud about what we have because it takes a holistic looking at, okay, what controls body fat from, internal, what are the external environmental factors that influence food intake, what about, physical activity and sleep. Talking about reward processing a little bit earlier, and that's this hyperpalatable food is now thought to be one of the strongest triggers for increasing both body fat and then also your set point. So when you gain, let's say, 20 pounds, the body then tries to resist losing any of that weight. And so this is a reward-driven process, and obesity is associated with altered reward function. But it's not clear whether these changes are causes or consequences, and it could be a combination of both. But anyway, hyperpalatable foods can really accelerate both the addiction-like stage when, normal reward processing is corrupted and causes this overactivity of these reward centers. So now you're eating, you're taking in calories to satisfy cravings and not to basically just refill the tank, right? And with all the processed foods that we have available to us, these are engineered foods that will that have been designed to make you enjoy them so that you will, so it's reinforced, the repurchase of that product. And so our diet is basically very simple. It's how our ancestors would eat. But then there's also some guidance about, well, does sleep really matter for weight loss? And you would be shocked, Carl. 81 out of 89 studies that have looked at this connection have shown positive findings that sleep loss will lead to weight gain or is associated with it.
Right.
And so really fascinating stuff. And what recent research has shown is work by Christian Benedict at Ipswich University. They used fMRI again for brain imaging after sleep loss and examined brain activation when they showed subjects images of food, right? And what they found is that sleep deprivation increased activity in this area called the anterior cingulate cortex. And interestingly, obese people have higher activity when anticipating food in this area of the brain. And so sleep loss is equivalent to kind of inducing a obese-like state. So what happens is you become more responsive to the pleasure stimulus that food provides. That means you're more subjected to or more likely to pleasure each after after losing sleep.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. So, okay, so you have how long has Dan's plan been out there? This is something you've created from scratch. It's not something you've copied from somebody else. How long has it actually been out there now?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's funny to think about the origin. I've been working on this in some form or another for a long time. It started with just an idea, working with a few friends and family, to me doing some seminars and webinars, to trying to really create a very scalable tool set. And I'm really proud of what we have now. But we're going to, on the 15th, we're going to be up, you know, releasing a new set of tools and then, again, this program as well. So I think we're at a point where what's available today is starting to be very, you know, high overlap with my original vision of what I wanted. And so I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. It's a great program. It really is. And it's really good for people out there who are just getting started. We have a lot of women in the audience that are new to the whole physical culture longevity movement. And they want answers, and this is a good place to get it. Go to dansplan.com. You sign up. You follow the program. Dan helps you monitor and meter your success, makes lots of suggestions and things that you can do. You create your zone scores. You know where you stand, if you're on track or not. You know if you're making a right turn at the right street, and you know that you're going to get to the end of the journey as a result. Dan, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today, man.
Total pleasure, Carl. I always love talking with you.
All right. Thanks a lot. All right. So stay tuned. When we come back, we will be continuing the discussion, but we're going to have Steve Lapidus on first to make an announcement. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
You never seen it, internationally known, the longest to leave us. Shout out to one Hussein Ears.
To outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. You already know about Titan Organics virgin coconut oil and that Carl says it's the best in the world. Titan has raw organic honey from the Brazilian rainforest produced under sustainable and environmentally conscious conditions. It's a creamy, non-filtered, rare honey. Or check out their 100% organic raw agave nectar from the lush, pristine farms in Tequila, Mexico. A naturally low glycemic sweetener. You can trust Titan Organics to provide the best raw products found anywhere. Go to superhumanradio.com and say 15% off any purchase when you use the coupon code TITAN15. That's TITAN15. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Calling all men! The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Men.
minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this men's stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today. Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Before we have Adele Musa join us, we're going to be joined by my buddy, Steve Lapidus from Age Force. Happy New Year, Steve.
Hey, Carl. Happy New Year to you and to all the Superhuman Radio podcast listeners.
There you go. And we've got you on because you're doing something special for the beginning of the year. Everybody wants to lose body fat. And if the indication from so many listeners who have reached out to us that we're going to actually have on the show over the course of the next 30 to 45 days, the number of people around the world who have been using the fat burner patch and saying that it worked so good that some of them had to cancel their order because they didn't need it anymore. That's a remarkable statement to make.
Exactly, Carl. You know, we get emails all the time, please cancel my fat burner weight loss patch order. I've reached my weight loss goals.
Right.
Now, you know, one thing I do want to mention is the continued use of the product is terrific for ongoing weight maintenance.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's because the fat burner patch now contains the naturally occurring thyroid hormone T2, which has been shown in numerous studies to stimulate fat loss in both humans and rats. And this delivers that T2 form for 8 hours. So it's not like you take a pill, you got to take it 3 times a day. You put the patch on and you're done. And T2 will not keep you awake at night. It is a well-known mitochondrial uncoupler for those of you who have thought about using dangerous things like DNP. Well, we know that the thyroid hormone T2 works just like DNP. It causes mitochondrial uncoupling, which forces the body to work harder, and it gives off more body heat. People who use the patch will complain that, or they complain, they state that they start sweating from it. And that is because of the thermogenic effects of the thyroid hormone T2. So it's a patch that delivers what it promises to deliver.
We're very excited, Carl, and a couple of things. One, as you well know, because we discussed it with you about 4 weeks ago, we started shipping an improved, upgraded formula.
Right.
And I've said this several times on your show, you know, the research and the science keeps marching on for virtually all supplements, and we're right on top of that. And when we see peer-reviewed studies or clinical trials that we feel we can incorporate with new formula elements to improve the effectiveness of any patch, we always do that. We're constantly doing patch-up formula upgrades at no additional cost. And it's just running changes, and Watership customers just get the new patches. So I believe on the probably the 15th of November, we started shipping an improved formula for the fat burner weight loss patch. And again, as you well know, people make New Year's resolutions. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to lose weight, what have you. Well, we think that we can really help them with those resolutions and with a product that works.
Right, and in the spirit of the new year, you're doing a free month trial that people can try for 1 month for free, the fat burner patch, so that they have no flesh in the game. Well, actually, the flesh they have in the game, hopefully they'll be losing, but no flesh in the game. They use the coupon code SUPERFREE. They pick one of the delivery options. They get their patches. They get their first month for free. And if they decide they don't want any more, they just email you and say, I'm done. and that's it.
Quick correct. This is for the auto ship only, and about 80% of 85% of our orders always come with the auto ship. That's the lowest price, this is a real, you know. I think, Carl, it needs to be said, there are a lot of gimmicky free trials out there with all kinds of supplements and products where after 15 days or 30 days, they bill you for the original product. That's not the case here. This is an absolute, no small print, free first month. You're paying the shipping and handling, yes, a modest shipping handling charge in the U.S., but it's a free first month, and then if you're happy, we're investing, our money in this first free trial, look, the patch is $49.95 on the auto ship, so, do the math, Carl, we get 1,000 customers with a free trial.
Yeah, you're giving up $50,000. Exactly.
But that's our investment because we know the patch works.
Right.
And we know that the payoff for us will come when a satisfied customer is going to allow us to continue to ship.
Let's also say that, if somebody sees success with the fat burner patch, they may say, I may try the melatonin patch too. So this is obviously opportunity for them to try the product, but also try the company. And a lot of people out there may say, well, if you're giving it away for free, give it away for free. There's a problem with that. And you've learned this the hard way. And many people understand what I'm about to say. But for every one legitimate person who wants to try something, there's 99 people who just want something for free. They won't even use the patch. They just want to get it and they'll throw it in their drawer and they may or may not use it. And these are tire kickers. So the way that you weed out the tire kickers, you say, look, you sign up for an auto ship, but you still have no commitment. You have up to 30 days to cancel. If you use that patch for a month and it doesn't work, you have up to the day before they ship your next order to cancel by email. And you don't have to go to a special form. You just send an email and you get an email back from somebody at AgeForce within the business day saying your order's been canceled. And we haven't there's been thousands and thousands of patches delivered to this audience, and we haven't had one single person email me and say, AgeForce screwed me around. They said they were going to cancel me. They didn't. They billed me, and now I'm trying to get my money. Nobody. If anything, you forward emails to me where people say, wow, thanks for letting me try it. It was great. Or please cancel my order. It works so good. I don't need it anymore.
Again, Carl, we're not in business to take advantage of people. We've had tens of thousands of orders from Superhuman Radio listeners. We've been blessed with those orders over the last couple of years that we've been a sponsor of the podcast. And as I say, 85% of those orders are auto ship, and our auto ship is not to lock anybody in. Our auto ship is for convenience, because our patches that people use every month if they're satisfied. Not satisfied, a one sentence email, cancel my auto ship. Within an hour or two, you have an email back from us confirming that it's canceled. And we just ask that you do that before any bill and ship date occurs, the 30-day bill and ship date.
So there you go. So try the fat burner patch. Try the fat burner patch for those of you out there who have never tried it.
Exactly. We'll make the investment. It's an investment on our part, but we know the patch works. It's just a spectacular patch, and the formula has tons of science behind it. And in fact, one last thing, Carl.
Please.
We've recently put up on the website, if they go to the top navigation bar, they'll see a heading supplement formulas. If you mouse over that, every single one of our patches, the formula, they can go and read about the formulas. And we don't just say what is in the patch. We describe each element of the formula and what it does. So very comprehensive formula pages.
And before we end the interview, for those people out there who are murmuring, oh, it's just a Band-Aid, there's nothing in the patch, what do you say to them? I mean, I already know the melatonin patch works because it makes people sleepy. So we know that that's working, right?
What we say is hundreds of thousands of customers worldwide that are on the auto ship that allow us to ship them every month. That is our answer. The proof is in the pudding. Exactly. We're a pharmaceutical company. And we don't play games. We do what we say we're going to do, and the formulas are what they are, and there's science behind them, and they bring benefit. If they didn't, we wouldn't offer the patches, pure and simple.
There you go. Steve, I want to thank you very much for doing this for the new year.
Thank you, Carl, we talked about it,
and I think it's wise to let people take a try with it. That's it.
Exactly. And again, happy and healthy new year to you and the entire audience for Superhuman Radio, who we consider friends.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thanks, Cole.
All right. Stay tuned. When we come back, we will have the brilliant Adele Moussa on as we perform the Subversity Sniff Test of Science in the News. We'll be right back.
Du machst eine Party wie nett von dir. Impulsive Menschen kennen keine Grenzen. Schmeiß die Möbel aus dem Fenster, wir brauchen Platz zum Tanzen.
You already know about Titan Organics virgin coconut oil and that Carl says it's the best in the world. Titan has raw organic honey from the Brazilian rainforest produced under sustainable and environmentally conscious conditions. It's a creamy, non-filtered, rare honey. Or check out their 100% organic raw agave nectar from the lush, pristine farms in Tequila, Mexico. A naturally low glycemic sweetener. You can trust Titan Organics to provide the best raw products found anywhere. Go to superhumanradio.com and save 15% off any purchase when you use the coupon code TITAN15. That's TITAN15. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today. Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
Deine Eltern
I played this song again, Adele, because you said that it's one of the songs that you like to dance to when you go out, right?
This time it's another project as well.
I like this song.
Now we're getting closer to the throw the window, the TV out of the window, I think.
Right. Here, here, let's listen for a second. I love this song. I actually like it. I've got it on my iPod. I listen to it when I do cardio. Anyway, welcome back to the show, Adele Moussa. We are performing the Subversity sniff test on science and the news. And before we get into the science and the news, this is kind of in the news. It's something that you happen to read independently of me. I sent it to you, and I said, you know, this is something that we talk about on the show from time to time when you're on the air or even when you're not on the air with me. And that is two doctors published a press release that is just being released right now. Dominique Broussard and Dietram Schuffel, they did a perspective piece for the Journal of Science. And basically the piece talks about the internet, published research, and the dissemination of information being used or misused by the media and people in general. Because they will take a particular study, for instance, and they'll find one really hot point in the study that they know if they use this as the headline for something, people will rush to it. And they are really not doing the science proper justice. Something that I talked about, I always commend you with painstakingly talking about all the details. You cannot distill some of this stuff down to a catchphrase or a simple sentence or so. A lot of times it has to be done with rigor. You have to discuss all the elements so that people can make a wise decision and understand the science. But most media outlets today don't do that. They just publish one aspect of the research. For instance, something that we're going to be talking about, I guess, today. All in the news yesterday was that fat people may be healthier. And you know, that is not what the research was about, but that's what the media grabbed onto because they knew with the number of obese people in this country, they would be, oh my God, look, see, I'm healthy. I'm not sick. I don't need to take all these 11 medications my doctor has me on. So, the preponderance, the onus is on the person delivering the information to deliver it thoroughly and properly. And that's something I've always commended Adele for doing. He doesn't just go for the sound bite. He doesn't just go for the lowest common denominator and give people the wrong information. He gives them the entire story. And this group is saying that that's what more people need to do. I wonder if they ever listen to our show, Adele.
No, well, that's what I thought as well when I read that. But I looked back at studies, previous studies, research, published research by the two scientists, and found out that they are actually working, or they have been working on an area that is rather, rather pertaining to my actual career as a physicist, which is about nanophysics and nanotechnology.
Right.
And they made some very intriguing analysis how one of the same study was perceived and reported by the media, and they handed the articles out to different people and measured their response in terms of whether nanotechnology is a good thing or whether it is a bad thing. And interestingly, what they found was that people are not that easily disturbed when they get the whole information. Usually, this will only reinforce their previous conviction. And this is pretty dangerous, actually, because even those who read up later are thus especially prone to being influenced by what they read, mm-hmm. what they read first. Mm-hmm. For example, if they have read a piece that portrays nanotechnology as having a glorious future and contributing to our health and economy, even when they read up later on, and especially when they do their own research, they are doing this in a BS way and pick other pieces that go in the same line. And what the scientists in this context point out and what they repeat, obviously will repeat in their current study is that the internet with its different links only exaggerates this bias, because you are led by one page which is pro XY to another which is pro and to another which is pro, and therefore you are getting all the single-sided information. A good example, for example, would be if you start out researching the benefits of corn oil at the web page from the corn oil association
right.
of corn oil refiners.
Right, right.
If you're starting there, you will find plenty of published research that will support how great it is to ingest tons of refined corn oil. But what where you won't get to is to the other side. And after you've read 20 articles, which have appeared in major publications, you probably won't even be interested in reading another one, which could say that it's maybe not all that good as it has been portrayed here.
Right. With that being said, can we talk briefly? Because I know that I don't know that we planned on talking about this, but I know that you blogged about it all over the media. It was yesterday, right? I lose track of the days sometimes.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, there was the media was saying a little sound bites. They were saying, and could it be that if you're fatter, you're actually healthier? And we'll talk about that later. And so what happens is the majority of people hear that. They don't even listen to the story, or they listen to the story, but they don't really get the real science. And they take away and they go, see, I've always known that if fat people were healthier. In fact, I told Elisa one time, quite jokingly, that if I really wanted an audience of millions and millions and millions of people, I would just need to find some studies that in the studies I can extrapolate that obesity is healthier than being lean and write a book about that. And I would be the king of the world. I would have every obese person wanting to foist me up on their shoulders and thank me for proving for once and for all that obesity is actually healthy and giving them license to be obese. I said, but I couldn't do that. I mean, I could do it, but I wouldn't do that because I would be lying. And so the media does this every single day. So talk a little bit about that study. When you dug into the study, what did you learn? Was obesity really a healthy indicator?
Well, first of all, it was not obesity, but being overweight.
Overweight.
Being overweight was associated with a better prognosis when you get sick later in life.
Right.
And this is nothing new. We know that all along, that there is nothing more detrimental than catching the flu, for example, or any other quote unquote minor disease and when you are aged and are underweight or are just about normal weight and cannot really eat for, say, 2 weeks, then an aged body is much more susceptible to the damage when he does not have this healthy reservoir of body fat.
Right.
And what I also mentioned is the question what we consider today as normal weight and obese and overweight. If you look at the way things are emerging, you will see that that what's overweight today or still overweight today has been obese in a different age.
Yes.
And on the other extreme, all those specifically ripped and six-pack people with six-packs and who are totally ripped, they are considered lean and healthy. But those are actually the first who would die when they lie down and as an aged individual, especially, but even if we got a famine now. And if you look up to the few really indigenous populations which are left here, all of them or all of the healthy people in this groups, they are not what we would consider lean by Western standards.
Right.
They are not overweight, not really, but they are well nourished, I should say. And this is actually how our body wants to be, and therefore it's also so particularly difficult to go from a flat tummy to a six-pack ripped abs, because this is nothing your body desires to have.
Right, right. And I've actually talked about this in private. This notion of being 3 or 4% body fat is really as reckless as being overweight or obese. You know, it's not safe. You need some body fat, as you point out. This study was talking about aged people, but in the media, they didn't say that. They didn't say the elderly survive illness better when they have more body fat. They didn't say that.
Yeah.
They pander to the lowest common denominator, and they implied that being fat is actually healthier. And when people hear that, they don't listen to the whole story. They don't even tune into the story, and they don't understand the research. They just go out and go, oh, see, I'm actually better off that I've got this body fat on me. And most people have way too much. But this is an example that these two guys were writing about, saying, you know, the science is being mutilated in return for popularity and clicks on websites and viewers. And you know what? I hope that I don't do it often. I'm sure I do it from time to time. But it's something that we strive not to do. That's why we actually have the scientists on the show, so they can interpret their research. And I always ask the scientists at the end of the show, what do you want people to take away from this? So that we are not misinterpreting what their research was about.
So. Well, one of the major problems I see here is how the publishing landscape in the science news has developed. Because it is no coincidence that both of us read the same article before. Well, it is a coincidence, but it's not a total coincidence, because we are using the same information service.
Right.
And I just wanted to check whether in the upcoming days there was something interesting we could talk in advance about. And this is why I ended up at reading the exact same article as you did. And tomorrow or maybe the day after, you will see exact copy and paste stuff of this on the major news site. And this is really like using Reuters for political news or stuff like that, that you just copy and paste it.
Right.
And therefore you will read the exact same things on all of those major science media outlets on the internet. And this is, in Germany, there is a very critical term from back in the day of the Second Reich, which is Gleichschaltung der Medien, so that every media outlet will provide the exact same information that is handed to him by some oversight in this case.
Right.
But here it is actually voluntarily to be able to provide such a vast amount of items every day. You just have to rely on these
content.
On these outlets.
Yeah, they're content providers. That's all they are. Okay, what would you like to talk about first? We have quite a few good studies here. Do we want to get right back on caffeine? We talked a lot about caffeine last show. This looks like some interesting information here. Want to start off with that one? Caffeine stimulates fatty acid oxidation?
Yeah.
Okay, so the study is, it says caffeine-stimulated fatty acid oxidation is blunted in CD36-deficient mice, right? These are transgenic mice that have this mutation that affects GLUT4, correct?
No, it doesn't really affect GLUT4, but interestingly, they are just realizing that this CD36, it's also called cluster of differentiation, and this already tells you something about what we've been talking before, because in this case, you really have to differentiate what it does on different tissues. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that on muscle tissues, it's the quasi-equivalent of GLUT4. And we all know GLUT4 is the glucose receptor on the muscle,
right,
which helps the muscle to take up glucose and to oxidize it and do its work. And interestingly enough, this CD36 receptor appears to be heavily involved in the uptake of fatty acids into the muscle. And this is increased by caffeine, and it's part of the way caffeine can stimulate fatty acid oxidation. But it does not really stimulate the oxidation. It facilitates it, because we already knew that it induces lipolysis in the adipose tissue, which means there is fat coming out of the fat cell.
Right.
And it can then be taken up by the activation of this specific cluster by the muscle and can be oxidized. And now this is the most important point. This alone does not help you, because if it is not oxidized in the muscle because the muscle like needs energy to work, for example, then you're ending up just depositing more fat inside of the muscle, which in turn will give you insulin resistance because there's already enough fat for fuel. Why would the muscle be take up glucose then? And so the picture is always evolving. And what I really found interesting is that you can almost every, or at least every second week, we are understanding a new aspect of how caffeine in particular works. And this tells you something about all we know about the biology and about supplements and about whatever we eat, because there is no other stimulant, you could say, but even no other supplement or a nutritional ingredient about which have been published so many studies and which is consumed by so many people, and still we do not really understand how it works.
So your takeaway on this is that caffeine actually may hinder the oxidation of fat, but actually reinforce the storage of the fat in the muscle cell.
No, it does not hinder the oxidation, but it does not per se burn the fat. If it shuttles it into the muscle.
Okay.
It does everything for you. It serves you right with the fat to oxidize it, but it will not allow you not to exercise or to eat as much as you want and still stay lean.
Now explain the calcium channel link here, right? So the calcium has some sort of effect in this whole process as well, right?
Yeah, calcium in itself is in fact stimulating all the calcium uptake, which goes hand in hand also with this CD36 activation, is in fact stimulating the ability to oxidize fat. So in the end, you can actually say that caffeine is still one of the best proven fat loss adjuvants we have. But it is not a fat loss adjuvant in the sense of a fat burner. Like most people who buy a specific product which says fat burner think of. So it does not really do this actively. It does increase your basal fat oxidation as well. But there is still a limit to that. And therefore, you will only lean out if you A, exercise, or B, diet, or better do both.
Does supplementing, or maybe not supplementing, but adequate intake of calcium play any role in attenuating this situation?
You mean that
it would actually enhance the ability for the muscles to oxidize the fat that has been liberated, the fatty acids that have been liberated?
There's a very indirect effect, and interestingly enough, most of the studies which used supplemental calcium were not really able to produce significant increases. But there is a dozen of studies which show quite clearly that when you're, for example, only getting 400 milligrams of calcium, which is less than you need per day, then increasing your calcium intake to say 800 to a maximum of 1,000, best from dairy or other whole foods which contain calcium.
Calcium, okay.
Your chances to lose more fat on the diet and retain more lean mass is really increasing. So it's again a question of having enough and not having more.
Right.
Is better.
If you're not deficient, it's not going to make a difference by supplementing. And then you have one note here in red, and
yeah.
You talk about insufficient mitochondrial power to oxidize fatty acids. So in this circumstance where CD36 is switched because of the caffeine, does it actually cause the mitochondria to reduce its oxidation of fatty acid? And you mentioned here that this could have an association with cardiovascular disease, right?
Yeah, that's interesting because you have those receptors also on other tissue in the body. And in many cases, it's not really wanted to take up the fatty acid. And therefore, it's important to note that this was also why I really focused on this study when I first read the headline. Because mostly you will hear about CD36 and all sorts of pathogenic circumstances, like, for example, heart disease and even there's even been a study that was able to show that those receptor knockdown mice who don't have this specific receptor are not so prone to over-ingesting fats, because it obviously appears that this is also something that has to do, or that is involved in sensing fat intake and sending the signal, oh, that's energetically dense and that's tasty, I want more of that. So this specific receptor has a fundamental different roles in various tissues. And this is actually also one of the important things that goes back to what we've been talking about before. Because when you're reading all those science articles, you often see the actual scientific term. But when you only read about one study which says that CD36 is totally great because it helps you take up fatty acids, this does obviously sound great. When it's overexpressed in another tissue, it can eventually be fatal for you.
Interesting. And that's why the entire story is important, not just the little headline. Okay, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we've got more science to talk about. We're talking with Adel Moussa, author of Subversity.com, the single best blog on the internet. I'm not just saying that. This guy is brilliant. If you're not reading Subversity, you are really missing an opportunity to increase your health, increase your strength, increase your fat burning. Adel is a machine. He puts out these articles, and every one of these articles is worthy of any of the top magazines out there. And you get it all for free by going to subversity.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
It's legit, you know it's a hit on the Neptunes and the doggy dog gonna spit. You know he's in tune with the season. Come here, baby, tell me why you leave.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramail RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Subversity Science Roundup on Superhuman Radio. Hey, 2013 is here. What are you waiting for? Get yourself a set of power blocks so you can train at home. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the power block banner ad today. Power block is the single best quick change dumbbell available anywhere. They take up the least amount of room and they go all the way up to 150 pounds per hand. Boy, I wish I could order those. We're talking with Adele Musa. Okay, Adele, ghrelin. I like this subject because, as you probably realize, I'm a big fan of GHRP2 and GHRP6, which I know can stimulate the production of ghrelin. But what is unacetylated versus acetylated ghrelin?
Well, this is, in a way, it is pretty similar to phosphorylation and unphosphorylation or unphosphorylated proteins. So they are switched on and off. But in the case of ghrelin, we don't really know exactly the specific or the intricate differences. What we know already is that the only the acetylated form of ghrelin, but not the unacetylated form of ghrelin, can bind to a specific receptor, which is actually responsible for the hyperphagic response. That is, you want to overeat when ghrelin does this. On the other hand, it is the same receptor which is responsible for the release of growth hormone afterwards, or in the meantime, before you you can't get a hand on enough food to overeat, so to say. And the study at hand did now investigate whether there is another pathway by which ghrelin actually works. And they, in fact, did find that even if the receptor was not activated, there was an interesting benefit of ghrelin floating around in your blood, which is an anti-catabolic effect.
Right.
And it actually reduced the expression of a certain protein, atrogen, which is responsible for muscle breakdown, so to say. And that even in the presence of synthetic cortisol. So the scientists actually speculate that if they were able to really identify, first of all, how this exactly works, and second of all, whether one could maybe introduce a version without detrimental side effects. And actually, we do also already have one, because the unacetylated form won't increase hunger in the same way as the acetylated form.
Really?
Would. This could be even a treatment strategy for diseases which are associated with muscle wasting, such as cancer or AIDS and even multiple sclerosis, in order to prevent the people suffering from these diseases to lose muscle over time. It is, on the other hand, not anabolic, so it does not produce any increases in the protein synthetic hormones. It only represses the atrophy response. Could also be interesting for NASA, by the way.
For what?
For NASA.
Because these guys are in space and they have zero gravity that causes them to lose muscle mass.
Exactly, yeah.
So let's take this a step further. Both GHRP6 and GHRP2 stimulate ghrelin. So it sounds to me like even though they GHRP6 more so than GHRP2 stimulates hunger, it appears to me that this acetylation is a naturally occurring process in the body. So would it be safe to assume that some of the ghrelin produced in response to the GHRP is both unacetylated and acetylated?
Yeah, and maybe the effect on hunger just gives you a hint how the ratio is between the two.
Yeah, see, GHRP6 produces a greater cortisol response and a greater hunger response, and GHRP2 produces less cortisol and far less hunger. And that's why GHRP6, I use that in the daytime, in the morning and early afternoon. But before bed, I use GHRP2 because I don't want cortisol to rise and I don't want to be hungry as I'm laying there in bed.
Yeah, it's probably not the best thing then.
Yeah. But, so with that being said, it sounds to me like if you were cutting, you were somewhat anabolic already because of whatever supplements you're taking, and you were cutting, that stimulating ghrelin, perhaps with GHRP2, would be a good thing to keep you from becoming too catabolic and losing too much muscle during your cutting diet.
Could be, yeah. On the other hand, I don't know if the effects of the peptide alone are not already more advanced than the effects of the ensuing increase in ghrelin. But if you think about short-term fasting, for example, you usually have an increase in ghrelin, and most people will tell you they are not hungry. So what does it tell you about the type of ghrelin?
Right.
When you fast only for a short time, it's probably unacetylated. And therefore, you don't really have these really intolerable hunger you may be getting when you're fasting for longer times, and maybe also working out profusely during the time. So in essence, this does tell us that our bodies have actually proper routes to protect their muscle if the muscle mass, especially within relatively short time spans, when there is no actual deficiency in terms of available energy, because there's still always adipose tissue to plug in and get some energy from.
Right, right. Very interesting. So, in summary, how would you see the stimulation of ghrelin being best used? It sounds to me like just from perhaps intermittent fasting as opposed to trying to use peptides to stimulate its increase.
I think if you really want only the ghrelin effect, or to isolate more the ghrelin effect and don't have the interference, so to say, with the peptide, it is rather best activated by simply fasting. But I'm not even sure if this is particularly necessary. What I think is the most important message is that you don't really have to avoid ghrelin like a plague, and you don't even have to avoid circumstances like fasting where ghrelin rises and
right.
other even catabolic hormones or catabolic proteins will rise. Because there is an emergency net, so to say, and the same hormone that will tell you in the end that you have to go and find something to eat, they will also preserve the muscle you need to
right.
get to this food, or you would need to get to this food if you didn't have a fridge. No? So
it's very interesting. The next piece of science in the news that's worth talking about, because our friend Gary Taubes, who says that exercise is a waste of time and all it does is increase hunger and make you eat more, so you end up not achieving the goal that you're looking for. This study here, acute exercise and subsequent energy intake, a meta-analysis, looked at a variety of research out there. And what did they come to the conclusion of?
Well, the conclusion is quite clear that that despite obviously triggering an increased energy expenditure, there is rather no compensation or almost no compensation in absolute energy intake. In most studies in most of those 51 trials which were in this meta-analysis, there was an effect size on the energy intake which was totally insignificant, of 0.14. And on the other hand, if you actually look at the effect on relative energy intake, so if you subtract what the participants may have eaten additionally, minus the energy they expended, or the scientists calculated they expended, we all know this is not precise, but if you consider that, also there is a very significant effect size, which is exactly or almost 10 times higher in the negative. That means with exercise alone, the participants of those 41 trials may have eaten around, let me make a guess, maybe 100 or 200 kilocalories more in a given time span. But on the other hand, the energy they expended compensated for that so much that they ended up being in a what you would call a caloric deficit,
right?
And what is even more important is that all this exercise put them in a position where, for example, their mitochondria would actually be able to oxidize the fat that's coming in from taking a stimulant fat burner that's working with caffeine, because they train their mitochondria to burn fat and to burn energy in essence at all, and they get all the beneficial health effects. So to say that exercise is a dumb stupid when you want to lose weight because you would just eat more is simply false. And this is also the message of the study at hand. And there are some interesting sub-analyses which say, I personally have heard that, for example, women are much more susceptible to
right.
to this increase in energy intake subsequent to exercise. And the study shows the exact opposite. They are eating less in response to exercise, which may be because in those studies, the resistance training studies were probably done with men. And it is a fact that the compensation in response to resistance training is slightly higher. But they are still ending up in a negative calorie balance and will thus still lose weight. So, This is just like the effect of the difference with low and moderate fitness individuals, or individuals of low and moderate fitness. It is also contrary to what you will hear, because people with low fitness create the greatest energy deficit by just working out.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I've never heard this notion before Gary Taubes, that exercise is counterproductive if you're trying to lose weight. He was the first person I ever, and he said it on my show once too, and I was really taken aback by that because it just doesn't make sense to me. So this proves it. You know, if you exercise, you may eat more, but you're not going to eat so much more that you're going to negate what you did in the exercise.
Yeah. A real problem arises when you get into this circle of I found this quite interesting. You talked with Dan about rewarding yourself and attaching certain feelings to foods and so.
Right.
And it really become dangerous when you're getting into this, I better run another hour on the treadmill in order to have this piece of pie today. And when you're starting with that, you're lost. You're not only lost, in terms of not having dietary success, but also in terms of your, psychological sameness. And this is really a danger zone, and therefore I'm not a fan of even making these calculations, although they are obviously necessary in order to convince people that exercise is not for nothing. But don't do this. Don't look at the calorie counter on your treadmill and say, oh, now I can eat the chocolate cake I've seen over
well,
there.
Well, it's funny. This morning when I went to the gym and I was doing my cardio, I usually make notes on my iPhone, verbal notes with the recorder. And one of the things that because I was watching TV and they were talking about how to create willpower. And one of the things they said, this is for dieting, willpower, they said reward yourself often. And I thought to myself, that's a mistake to tell people, because what people think is, oh, I went and I did my exercise, now I can eat a pizza. And when I made a mental note for myself, and I said that I need to do a blog post on creating a new reward system for yourself. Because this notion that, oh, well, I exercised this morning, I can eat these potato chips now. That's stupid. That's like saying, I just got my paycheck, let me go gamble it all now. That's my prerogative because I just got paid. That's stupid. You wouldn't do that. Well, some people would, but it's fruitless. So I agree with you completely. The reward system needs to change. This next study I want to talk about before we go into the next break is something that we've talked about on Superhuman Radio many years ago. And that is heat shock proteins and the effects of heat on skeletal muscle. And it's always our good friends in Japan that are doing these studies on kyatsu and heat.
They like to torture.
Yeah, I know.
Animals first and then human beings.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And so what did we learn from this? Heat stress activates the AKT-mTOR signaling pathway in rat skeletal muscle. Anything new that we didn't know before about the effects of heat on hypertrophy?
I wouldn't say that it's really new, but it's another emphasis on stress being one of the main triggers of adaptation. When there is so much stress that your body cannot adapt, you have a problem. When there is exactly the certain amount of stress that your body can cope with and can adapt to, then this is where adaptation happens, and this is also where muscle growth happens. On the other hand, we have to be a little cautious with this particular study, because you will always have to take into consideration that the most pronounced effect they actually measured here were with the protein kinase, AKT. And it is not necessarily, or this high activation does not necessarily translate actually into gain, because it is also protective. But the activation is protective as well as secondary. It can activate mTOR and thus increase protein synthesis. So what the scientists did find was that an increase in the temperature surrounding the muscle from control to 49 degrees Celsius.
What does 49 degrees Celsius translate to those of us who are idiots and don't know how it converts to Fahrenheit? Do you know?
Holy.
I'll find out.
Use the converter.
Yeah. You do that. 40 degrees Celsius. Go ahead. Keep talking.
41 is about 4 degrees more than normal human body temperature.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I think this gives you an estimate. So it's warmer than you are yourself, so to say.
Slightly, but just slightly. Not very much.
Yeah. It's not that you're burning.
It's 104. 40 degrees Celsius is 104 degrees Fahrenheit. So, 41 is probably 106. Okay.
And it increases the phosphorylation of these AKT protein by 2.5%. And this is the real increase, and it's interesting that actually nothing happens up to 39 degrees, and then all of a sudden there's this onset. And I don't know I wouldn't hope that anyone of the readers has ever been lying down with a fever in this category, but I have seen people who had fever like this not gain muscle, of course not, no. Because you can't do anything, you can't train, you can't eat right or stuff like that. But this has a really major impact on the whole immune system. And actually catching a fever or having a fever is in a way necessary. You must keep it under control. It does not have, it must not get too high,
right.
But it's part of the regenerative process. And as I've mentioned before, it is also part of keeping the body intact in a way. So temperature is something that's interesting to look at, although it's still difficult to derive concrete applications, because when you're working out, for example, at 41 degrees, I suppose maybe someone has been on holidays somewhere in the world where it was that hot and tried to work out, you will notice that the advantage of a greater increase in AKT will be lost because you can't really work out.
But what about, I mean, you know, Bikram yoga is all the rage, and those rooms get very, very hot.
I think it could provide a stimulus. On the other hand, it's a question of how much this will translate into real world muscle gain. So
yeah,
we would have to see that.
It can be very dangerous too. I mean, obviously, trying to train in that kind of heat can be very, very dangerous. You could die. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more to talk about. We're talking with Adel Moussa. His website is Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. If you've never been there, you're missing out. Be the smartest kid on your block. Read Supversity every day. We'll be right back.
Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today.
BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade N-acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high-intensity interval training athlete as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner. Ad. Pharmanac, there's nothing else like it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest protein bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Supversity Science Roundup with Adel Moussa, the brilliant Adel Moussa from Munster, Germany. Adel, did you have a good New Year's? Because you weren't feeling well last time I spoke to you.
Yeah, I'm recovering from New Year's because it was, I had just recovered from this nasty whatever it was. And then came New Year's Eve and the festivities, and it took me longer than usual to bounce back because my whole biorhythm is sort of whacked anyway. Right. And I don't know. I've been sleeping too much the days before, and it was pretty hard to stay awake because I got so used to sleeping all day. And otherwise, it was pretty nice.
So I take it that you went out dancing for New Year's Eve, huh?
I was not dancing in a public discotheque or club, but I was out and I was also dancing.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I really am. All right, so now let's go back to a subject that never gets tired, and that is BCAAs versus whole protein sources. You have a study that you sent me, influences of supplementation with branched-chain amino acids in combination with resistance exercise on P70 kinase phosphorylation in resting and exercising human skeletal muscle. What does all of that mean to us, Adele?
In essence, it's one of those standard studies where they put a healthy, in this case, 9 healthy subjects, 4 men and 5 women, on one of those dubious unilateral resistance apparatus machines, and have them do leg traces or leg extensions in this case, and then measure exactly the effects of a certain supplement, which was in this case a supplement containing roughly 7 grams of BCAAs that was consumed during the resistance training and afterwards at 20-minute intervals. Or roughly 20-minute intervals. At some time points, it was a bit difficult because they had to take biopsies and stuff like that, and the subjects could not ingest the drink at the same time. So the overall amount of BCAA is actually not so high. And the one or the actual news of this study is that the scientists could evaluate how both BCAAs and resistance exercise activate the same protein synthetic pathways, but obviously via different mechanisms, because they add up quite nicely. In other words, the subject in the BCAA group had only by ingesting the BCAAs already pretty high elevated enteral levels in their resting leg. Wow. And their exercising leg. So if you look at the exact data, you will see that there was no really significant difference, at least immediately after the workout, between the mTOR response in the rested leg and the mTOR response in the exercise leg.
Wow, that's impressive. I mean, the takeaway of that is that if mTOR is upregulated, protein synthesis is upregulated. So even in the absence of exercise, we see this upregulation.
Yeah, if you supplement with BCAAs and get the mTOR boosting effect from leucine in it. And as I said before, this were a total of 7 grams, and they ingested this over 100 minutes. So it's not like you would have to bath in BCAAs to achieve this effect. And this actually goes back to another post I had on Subversity News in last week, where scientists investigate the effects of a high amount and a chronic intake of BCAAs on the tryptophan levels in the brain, and found that by reducing the uptake of tryptophan, those high doses of BCAAs can actually cause something like a temporary serotonin or lack of serotonin, which could have a profound effect on your emotional level. And this could not even be all the effects they observed in this rodent study. I'm not really sure how exact you can measure if a rodent becomes depressed, but there are tests and they have been validated in previous studies.
The rodent is depressed because he's in the wrong study. He wanted to be in the study where he was able to eat everything that he wanted to eat and not have to exercise.
I think this could be a problem. But they actually also measured the neurotransmitter levels in the brain and found that those high BCAA diets over time really messed up with the neurotransmitter levels, and the neurotransmitter neurotransmitter turnover in the brain. So the basic message here was that this could easily be relieved once the rodents were fed additionally L-tryptophan in addition to the BCAAs.
And see, and this is why this is an argument for EAAs, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and I mean, for whole proteins. Yeah,
yeah, and whole. And see, I personally have been doing this for a long time. In fact, I asked Dr. Scott Connolly when we were still doing off-topic. I mean, not off-topic, the Body RX show. I put 10 grams of BCAAs in my protein, and I use a protein blend that is my own. And my theory was the BCAAs would hit me faster, and the combination of the proteins I use would sustain that. But more importantly, as you point out here, and it's been well known, fatigue occurs in the brain first. And it's part of the fatigue system is serotonin. And
it is, yeah.
If you take a BCAA or EAA, but more importantly BCAAs, this leucine also has an affinity to the serotonin receptor. It blocks the uptake of serotonin. So by taking BCAAs pre-workout, or probably even EAAs to some degree, you can actually train harder and longer.
That's exactly not the case.
Yeah.
That's exactly not the case. It has long been touted that the effects on the uptake of tryptophan, or the blockage of the uptake of tryptophan, and therefore a possible increase in serotonin while you work out, would be behind the beneficial effects of BCAAs.
Right.
But as it turned out, it is not, and in the long term, this can really come back to you. And interestingly, I have had one of the long-term listeners and also readers of the Subversity comment on that on Facebook that this was the particular reason he stopped supplementing large amounts of BCAAs before workout in alone, because his performance really sucked, and after half an hour or so, he felt like falling asleep. And I've noticed that it as well with very high dosages of BCAAs.
I've noticed it as well, but I attributed it to an insulinogenic response and an onset of mild hypoglycemia. But now I understand where it's coming from.
It could, of course, be could of course have different reasons, or different reasons coming together. But it is really the neurotransmitter system is really much more complex than most people believe. And it's always about having the right balance. And whether you set it off in one direction or the other, it's always problems occur. But you are in a way totally correct to use the BCAAs as an adjunct to a complex protein. Because the last thing I actually want to talk about today is something about the absorption rates of different proteins.
Please.
And if you look at those, you will notice that there are really profound differences in how fast they reach your bloodstream. Interestingly enough, free amino acids are slower in the rate of absorption, at least, than a whey isolate.
And really?
The reason is that you have the isolate is readily, or there are readily amino acids freed from the isolate in your digestive tract. So you have free-form amino acids floating around, and peptides and deep peptides, and especially the deep peptides have their own channel. So the total amount of protein that's hitting your bloodstream is higher. So by the source I have here, which is from a 2006 review, the absorption rate of whey isolate, for example, is 8 to 10 grams per hour, while of free amino acids is 7 to 7.5 grams per hour.
Wow.
And now there is an effect nobody is thinking about, actually, which is with abundance comes wastefulness. Or you could say with abundance comes wastefulness.
Okay, but when you say wastefulness, you mean when the body knows that it has all of this in the bloodstream, it oxidizes more of it and gets rid of it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And there have been studies conducted checking the leucine balance, which found that when you provide the exact same amount of protein as preform amino acids versus regular whey protein, as a preform amino acid, due to the fact that they are first of all absorbed fast, and they are there is nothing left when they are absorbed, because whey protein may have an even greater absorption rate, but this is due to the fact there is still something remaining there, while the amino acids are in the bloodstream, and you don't have absorb any complex peptides or larger proteins, and therefore ingesting amino acids after some time actually creates a negative leucine balance. And if you look at the exact figures, you will see that the negative effect of amino acids, which sets in after the initial spike by increasing oxidation, is about as large as the amount or the benefits of whey protein, and they are pretty small compared to casein, for example, which has four times higher leucine balance, positive leucine balance, than whey protein. Now, if you really wanted to exaggerate that, you could mimic what the study participants here had to do, which would be to ingest a couple of grams of whey protein every 2 minutes. Every 2 minutes, you achieve very stable, relatively high amino acid levels for a very long time, and this would jack up the leucine balance to 90. So it would exactly double what you would achieve from a casein protein. Mm-hmm. And this is something you really have to keep in mind, because you have so many protein sources in your diet. And interestingly enough, the slowest one is not casein, but it's egg protein and raw egg protein. And when you think of the original bodybuilding diet, raw egg protein was always part of the equation. And this absorbs at a rate of only 1.3 grams per hour, compared to casein, which is here, unfortunately, in the form of an isolate, which is obviously faster digested than the micellar casein I would recommend to use,
right.
Is 6.1 gram per hour. So this is about five times faster than the egg protein, the raw one.
Okay, but now, I want to understand something clearly, and maybe somebody in the audience is having the same thought. When we say that egg protein absorption rate is 1.3 grams per hour, does that mean that we're going to end up absorbing the entire, let's say, 40 grams of egg protein that's just going to take longer, or do we end up expelling a lot of it because it didn't absorb fast enough?
I think particularly in the case of egg protein, it could be that you are expelling some of it.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it's not really like we are very likely to waste protein, because unless you are stuffing whatever else from upside down so that you get diarrhea. But unless this does not happen, you usually will eventually digest most of the protein,
right,
that is not eaten up by bacteria first.
Right.
And you will get it at some point. And this is something I also find interesting, because if it's digested so slowly, then all those studies which investigated and say that raw egg is not a good protein source simply say that raw egg is not a good protein source, because they track the increase in amino acids for a far too short time in those studies. Because a cooked egg
absorbs faster. Yeah. I see that.
And if you're looking just for, say, for example, 60 minutes after the ingestion, most of the cooked egg may already be absorbed, while the raw egg will take another 2 or 3 hours to be absorbed.
Okay, so in summary, if someone is using branched chain amino acids, this is going to be because I'm looking at this with along with amino acids being absorbed, the absorption rate, and then casein and whey. Most people are using casein and whey, or casein or whey. If you're using amino acids, free form amino acids, whether they be branched chain or essential, it seems that you should be taking them with a whole protein because of the reasons that you mentioned moments ago. And it seems that casein and whey with the amino acids are the way to go here. Or am I wrong? Am I reading this all wrong?
Well, casein would be a good option, but you can also eat meats or other slow digesting protein. The main message is actually that those spikes are necessary to trigger something. Mm. But then you need to follow them up, because especially with the huge spikes, you really create this state of, oh, I have all those abundance of amino acids. I use them now for fuel.
I see. If you have a huge spike, you have to follow that up with something that stabilizes that spike and keeps blood levels high enough, because much of it is going to be oxidized.
Yeah, you cannot avoid that it's oxidized, but you will not really benefit from it if the oxidation is once ramped up and you are using half of the amino acids that are currently available as fuel, so to say, and don't use the increased likewise increased protein synthetic response by supplementing or eating rather a slow digesting protein source, you are really missing out. And if you think about it, we are not actually meant to consume whey protein isolate or any protein sources which will really increase the amount of amino acids in our system so fast.
Right.
Therefore, this is not a really natural situation that you will get an increase that is so
overwhelming.
So pronounced.
Right. Yeah, that's amazing. This is great information. Between this and the blog post you did about cardio before weight training for the best hypertrophy, these two tips right here alone could change a person's outcome over this next year in reaching their goals in leanness and muscularity. It's really good stuff. You've got a lot more that we didn't get to cover here on today's show. That will be available on the second helping of the Subversity Science Roundup on your blog tomorrow, correct?
Right. Friday, as usual.
Friday. There you go. Well, I want to thank you for all the hard work that you do. This is a great year, and I hope this is a great year for you and your blog and all of us in the physical culture community who are trying. You know, it frustrates the hell out of me. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. But you know David Zizinko, the guy from Men's Health who wrote the book Eat This, Not That?
I must admit I don't know him, no.
Well, he's a buffoon, and he's a withered-looking little guy. He's the editor-in-chief for Men's Health magazine. He wrote a book called Eat This, Not That, and a lot of his suggestions are misguided in that book. He just wrote a book called The 8-Hour Diet. He totally rips off intermittent fasting, and he destroys it. He takes intermittent fasting to a level. We're going to talk about it on Casual Friday tomorrow, but he makes intermittent fasting unhealthy. And because he's pandering, coming full circle to what we said before, he's pandering to those people out there who want to eat crap and believe that they can still be healthy. But, I hope that this year more people find your blog, because they get accurate information, painstakingly thought out and elaborated, not to just go for the most popular quote that will get the most eyes on it, but to deliver the truth. And unfortunately, the truth is complicated, and sometimes it's not exactly what you want. But I'd rather have the truth anyway. Adele, thanks so much for being on the show today.
It was a pleasure, as usual.
Okay. And I also want to thank Dan for Dan's Plan. Go to dansplan.com. We'll see you tomorrow with Casual Friday.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.